Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're a lion, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Peace of mind. Brother Drew, we're going to go over a story that was brought over here from the east to the west. We're gonna rehearse that story. We're going to investigate that story that the Jews brought over here. And telling, we know for a fact that when we were studying this, if the Jews is the chosen people of God, then we need to know their history first. You see what I'm saying, Brother Drew? That's common sense tells us. We got to find out why is the Jews the chosen people of God. And everybody that came from the east to the west over here agree that the Jews are the chosen people of God. So when the Yah Man, this is we call ourselves the Yah Man because the Western Hemisphere over here was Hayah's country. It was, we didn't believe in gods. Gods was brought over here from the east to the west. The Masons is clearly tell you how you're traveling from east to west. Why you're traveling from east to west? God came from the east to the west. So with us knowing that, Brother Drew, common sense tell us that that's what we need to start our investigation on, researching the history of what is written down by these people. And these people has written down all of their history of 50,000 years of them coming into existence and becoming mankind. We have that history in 2017. So it's very easy for us to investigate it. In all of their books, like the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, the Tanakh, especially the King James Bible, it tells you that the ex-slaves, which is, you're talking about us, but tell the story, Brother Drew, of what the Jews said. Now, we were a chosen people to tell that story. So we was the chosen people of their God to tell the story of how they God got over here to Hayah's country, the last stronghold for the teaching of Hayah. Because at one time, everybody was in the teaching of what is known now in 2017 as Yahwehism. Everybody spoke the same language and spoke the language of Yahwehism. In the East, they call this language Yiddish. But we know that what happened in the 6th century when the Mesmerite Jews put the vowels in the language and changed it from Ah to Aleph and called them the Alephates and not the Yahlakwadash, and it's known as Hebrew. We, through us investigating, this is what we have found out about what the original people of a civilization, Jew. It's the difference between a civilization than a nation of people. A civilization starts, is a compound word. It's civilized a nation, meaning a civilization starts with a civilized nation of people. You follow me, Brother Drew? You there with me, Brother Drew?
Yeah, I got you on that, Brother Dwight.
Yeah. See, a civilization starts with a nation of people that's civilized, not a nation of people that's uncivilized. And history tells us that the Germanic race of people was still today uncivilized nation of people. Who fighting? Who fighting today? Who since we've been born, Brother Drew, what nation of people have fought a war? Well, we can go back to World War One, Two, Korean War, Vietnam, what they fighting right now. Ain't nobody been fighting but Magog and Gog, two nations of people. They fighting right now as we speak. They the only two people that's been fighting. So the books that's written, it's very easy to find that out when we look deep into what we're investigating. And see, we're investigating what was brought over here from the East to the West. And when we sit down and we look at it, what a civilization is versus what came over here. It's recorded in history, Brother Drew, that the first uncivilized person to come over here from the Germanic race of people from the Caucasus Mountain and the Northern Hemisphere. So you got three hemispheres over across the water. You have the Northern Hemisphere, which is Japheth's children. You have the Southern Hemisphere, which is Ham's children. And you have the Eastern Hemisphere, which is Shem's children. Each nation, each land, each tongue. And when we divide it up like that, we know that the first tongue that come over here from over there was uncivilized that came from the North Country. It is written and taught in public school system as we speak today, was Leif Erik the Red. I knew this in the fifth grade, taught it in the public school system. Leif Erik the Red came over here in the ninth century, the number nine, Brother Drew. This was the first uncivilized person to set foot on Hiya's land, the very first one. Leif Erik the Red, a Viking. He brought with him three gods, Woden, Thorn, and Frigid, a female god, which in this language would be Wednesday, Friday, which you pay homage to every week in each month. You pay 4 to 5 times, you pray host and give thanks to these gods by worshiping them and saying that this is Wednesday, this is Thursday, instead of saying this is first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. That's the correct way. The backwards way is to name it after the god, and every day these gods that has been named after got a day every week. Same as the months. Instead of you saying 1 month, 2 months, you say January, February, March, April, May. These are gods. These are Greek gods. The number one word that your mind has to be revised and a revolution is that your mind had to come out of the thinking of what has been taught, of what is real and what is unreal. You have to train your mind to understand that, what we're talking about right here. But it's common sense. I mean, hell, David can see it. We go to the 12th century. The number 12 is complete. Spain came over here bringing a god named Jesus Krishna to. And the history of this god had came out of the Roman Catholic Church of a god named Jesus Krishna, which was an old Iranian god, the same as Mithraism, which known as today's language is modern day Christianity, and they still have the same high priest of Mithra, was called a Promos Maximus, the high priest of Christianity. It's called Promus Maximus. All of your ceremonies, all of your priesthood, it's the same as it was with Mithraism, the same today with Christianity. So Christianity underwent another name when it became Roman and Greek, which is known as the Romo-Greco period in time, from the 4th century to the 15th century, which was known as the time period of medieval, the middle of evil time period in the history of this uncivilized nation of people. And that was because they was having an argument over the church. They wrote their history down. This is the history that came over here from the east to the west. How you know people are uncivilized is all we have to do is go look in the dictionary and look up the word barbarian, pagan, ancient, pagan, barbarian, heathen, any of those words would take us right back to, it would say, the Germanic race of people. That's what he would say about his own self. He don't have any problem with it. The number one word that conquers the people's mind is God, as we speak. Everybody believes that there is a God. If we form in you, your mind has to rest the foot to go back, look up that word God. God, first of all, is a noun, name of a person, place, or a thing. The next name, God, is a title. This is what the dictionary say. It's a title given to a person, place, a thing, a noun. That's what a God is. Meaning that when you say, I believe in God, what are you saying? Is it a person, place, a thing? You got to name him. If it's a person, what is the name of your God? God is the title. But your mind can't rest to this. And then God conquers your mind through a form of what he called religion. And see, when we look at God and look at religion, all of this shit is man-made, Brother Drew. All God is a man, and God this was a female that the people start worshiping after they died as gods and goddess. Those are facts. And it was a heathen, uncivilized nation of people did this. It wasn't a civilized nation of people. The civilized nation of people was the people that was known as human beings. The uncivilized nation of people was the people that was known as subhuman beings, who were Neanderthals. Very easy to spot and recognize the people now when we do a ligament test on them, I call it, when we look down. In the 13th century, the Englishman, this is Magog, came over here, and he brought a god, Iesus, Krishna. And in the 15th century, the Anglo-Saxon, which is a half-breed of Magog, Gog, and Tubal's tribe, he was a half-breed, came over here and brought a god named Jesus Christ, and May the 1st, 1776, changed his name to America. While these slaves that he had bought over here in 1555 on a slave ship named Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist, these 175 Cushite slaves that came out of the Congo, which was the children of Keturah and Abraham, brought over here by John Hopkins when he was a slaver, and John Hawkins when he was a Presbyterian minister, which is the Apostle Creed belief of Christianity. Christianity has three different doctrine teaching. One is Apostle, Nicene, and Tertullian. None of the doctrines agree with each other. So when you're studying them, you have to understand what you're dealing with when you're dealing with the uncivilized nation of people and their history. See, when your people was conquered, our ancestors, by this uncivilized nation of people, then it made most of the generation of the people after that, of the children that they had through crossbreeding with the nation of people, we're half-breeds out of those nation of people. Their mind would be totally adjusted to them, as because they would integrate into the system. This is the way nations of people, uncivilized nations of people, became great through war. And they had a form of war, Brother Drew. They would kill. They call it booty. Whoever won the war, whatever God won the war, won the booty, meaning that the female was based on condition. If she was an old female, they would leave her, but if she was childbearing females, they would spare their lives and take them. They would kill all the youth that was over 12 years old, because a child over 12 years old would be too long in the system of that God system, and he would be hard to break. But a child under 12 years old, they could break him and put him into their system. And we see that the people that's called African Americans, they was put up under that system, which is called the three weapons in the Masonic Lodge, where you conquer a nation of people, you first take away their language. Don't let them know what their language was. And this is through inbreeding them. Then you take away their pride. And then you take away their female. So you can't conquer a nation of people until you conquer the female. All nations of people, the reason they conquered is because the male let his female get conquered. And when we trace the history back, we can see that when the American female got conquered, was in 1970, when she got conquered. 1970 all back. This white boy would kill you for looking at up under a white woman's dress hanging on the clothesline, and she wasn't in it. But you can see after 1970, he got conquered. For one simple reason, he integrated. He integrated into us, and we integrated into him. But the system that we integrated in was his system. It wasn't ours, was the truth. That's what gave him the power. When he integrated with us, his woman was footloose and fancy free to be with any race of people that she wanted to be with. And she was highly well protected up until 1970. And 1970, the reason you could see that the white woman had been degraded in 1969 with a movie with Linda Lovelace, Deep Throat, Brother Drew, when they let that come out. And then it came out in California, which was where the sisters were. See, the sisters had set up base out in California. And we'd go all the way back to 1960 when they was calling themselves Beatnik. And the Beatnik became a hippie. A hippie became a yuppie. Yuppie became the jet set. The jet set became the elite. And each one of them sects of people that I just called off, they had a belief system that went right straight through them different name changes, Brother Drew. But they started off with Beatniks in 1960. I was looking at them and hanging out with them. That's when I know you can see the change there. And see, when Deep Throat came out, and Long Dong Silver, this black dude, had this 18-inch pole, and they call him Long Dong Silver. When they let them movies hit the market, and it became okay. It took a while in the South. But see, in 1958, they came out with a movie with Sidney Poitier in it called The Bell. You remember that movie, Brother Drew?
What you say the name was it?
The movie was called The Bell. Sidney Poitier was in it. It's about the Moors conquered this monastery. It's a true movie about the Moors when they conquered this monastery, and this king. I got to go back and look at that movie too. When the king that Moorish king Sidney Poitier played, his wife was white, and he had a white slave girl for a wife, and he had to for a wife, and he would beat her ass. And then they showed him in bed with her with them legs up in the air, and they played that movie in the South, boy, and they was in 58, man, they came out with that movie in 58, then they put it back out in 60, and when they showed it on our base, that movie brought a hell of a lot of bullshit in the South, man. The shit they had. All kind of go. We were hollering, telling Sidney to wear that ass out. they quit showing that movie in the South, but they done edited a whole lot of it out. It's called The Bell. You can go up on YouTube and pull it up. It's called The Bell of the Long Ship. It's also called The Long Ship. They done give it two names now, but Sidney Poitier is in it. But he's awesome playing that emperor boy, because his performance in that is just awesome, playing that emperor, man. So that emperor, he made you ride what they call he was a Muslim, called a blade, the iron blade, and that was a giant knife that they would drop a person off of a high glade, and he was sliding, and that knife would cut him in half when he get to the ground, man. He was cold with that stuff, man. He said, "You're going to ride the iron horse." But that's a hell of a movie to go see, Brother Drew.
Well, I'm
going to
see if I can find it on YouTube.
And it tell you about that. But see, when we look at this one word, civilization, white people, they tell you that they never had a civilization. They never was a civilization, meaning that they never was civilized. They never was a race of people that was civilized. Your mind had to understand that, meaning that your mind had to get out of their school of thoughts and go into your school of thoughts. You had to, your mind had to make that transfer. Can't nobody do it for yourself but you. And that's where it's bad, because that one word, Brother Drew, God, conquers the people with a religion. Well, when we go back, do some research, look through history, 250,000 years of history on a map we have, Brother Drew, we stopped at 4,000 B.C. We pull up right there. We pull the mothership up. And we halted there, 4,000 B.C., in the Eastern Hemisphere. Shem's children, which Ham, Shem, and Japheth, which is children of Noah, is the new population, which is Bereshit. See, not Genesis, but Bereshit. The first book in Torah is called Bereshit. It's not called Genesis, Brother Drew. Bereshit means the second generation, starting with Ham, Shem, and Japheth's children. We look on the map and ask ourselves a question, where was religion started and the worship of a god? And we'll find ourselves that it was called Hinduism. And it was started in 4,000 B.C. Then at 2,500 B.C., we see another religion came up known as Yehudaism. And it came out of Hinduism. Now we got a problem. Here we got two religions. One, people came out of Hinduism and say, oh, nobody. It's Yahwehism. It's the first belief. A tribe of people did this. But we know them today as Jews, but this day it was called Yehuda. At that time, they separated at 2800 and called their beliefs Judaism, Yahwehism, that they would stick with the teaching, the original teaching of this. Now we come and we see that the reason that they did this was because the people that would believe in Yahwehism was switching over to Hinduism by marrying, by walls being conquered. Hinduism started taking over the whole world over there. This is going on across the water. You know, like that song that put out the Coasters put a song out, Brother Drew, back in the day, back in 55, about 55 or 56. They put a song out. I think I might do this, call this lecture this year, and work it just like it is. So they was out of ba da 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 da, stranded in the jungle, and then they be in the jungle running, and then they say, meanwhile, back in the States. You ever heard that song, Brother Drew?
No, I don't think so. Pull that up
on YouTube, Stranded in the Jungle. The song Stranded in the Jungle. It looks
okay.
Into the words of it. It'll have you rolling. They go from when the nigga was in the jungle back to when he came back to the States. So,
okay, I'm going to check it out.
I'll
check it out.
But see, we see that when we look in the history of the separation. But we'll see that when these people broke away, they call themselves Yehudas, broke away from Hinduism, they stayed with the original language and the original belief of the human being that from the 19th galaxy of the Anunnaki, these people that broke away right here. Now, the only way that we can prove today, Brother Drew, that this teaching, they known as Jews or Goheens, but most of the people call them Jews. You know them as that's the most familiar word. I use that word only because of your familiarity to it. Because if I say Yehudas, you will know, but the Jews. Tell the story, Brother Jew. The Creek Nation of people, my people, I was told this story, the same story that they tell, too. Funny, Brother Jew, from us studying this story, we studied this story and didn't know why we were studying this story. I was told this story, but we was told the story in many different ways. But right now, Brother Drew, the only people that we can go to find out if our present-day belief matches their present-day belief, guess who them tribes of people is, Brother Drew? That's the six uncivilized tribes that's living on earth today. Those six uncivilized tribes that white boy say is that he ain't never mixed his seed with, that's what make him uncivilized. They'll know that if our story is correct, what we this story that we have some one day, Brother Drew, our grandchildren gonna these people will be in contact with these people because we're getting close to the mothership. And these uncivilized people, they are also divining to Yah come in. That's why you see the weather so bad. Because they're following instructions of ancient instructions that's written down that we see. Because we know this story, Brother Drew, we can see this story coming into existence as we speak. But the only way that you can see that story is you had to have a mind to see that story. And when you go into the teaching of psychological warfare, which we have studied on, we have studied every damn thing the many years we've been together, Brother Drew, even on Blog Talk Radio, we done covered a many damn subjects that you should be able to talk freely and not be in a dance of what I'm saying. When I say Anunnaki, you should know what Anunnaki is. So I say subhuman, Neanderthal, Canaanite. You should know what we're talking about is. It's not a mystery to you anymore about what we're talking about. Like the Bible said it, one time and nothing be about the mystery of God. Ain't no mystery of God no more. God ain't no mystery. You automatically know that God is man-made. It's fictional. It's meant. It's what a nation of people take on as its governing other people. If you worship a God, then you worship, you set yourself up for what? Being overpowered. That's the only thing. We can go and look up a word called Nickelodeon in the Bible. That word is in there. It means to control the mind of the people, Brother Drew. So we can, in this language, we can use that. If you're in a religion or any organization, Brother Drew, you have a control of the mind of the people. The people in there is controlled by some people. It's just like I give you an example, Brother Drew. 72 wig-wearing, bald-headed, snuff-dipping, cigar-smoking, tobacco chewing, white, gray-ass, Scottish Rite Masons sit down and wrote a Declaration of Independence, a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and a preamble, Brother Drew. And they presented it to the colonists, the 13 colonists, the way that we have decided that we should run this, our nation of people, and we will call this nation of people America, and we will call ourselves not Anglo-Saxon, not British and Scottish and Irishman. We won't call ourselves that no more. We'll call ourselves American. And they went to the colonies, which was German colonies, Russian colonies, Irish, all kinds of Germanic race of people. And the colony, the people agreed, Brother Drew, to what was written down by these 72 Masons. And after the people agreed, they put the agreement up under a name called Federal. And it became Federal Constitution, Federal Preamble, Federal Preamble, and they would rule the people up under the name of Federal, these 72 families. Brother Drew, you would lease land from them as colonists. They weren't states at that time. They was colonists. But when they signed this bill, they became states ran by the 72, the federal, up under the name of United States of America, America being federal. This is where that trick is, Brother Drew. You don't know the difference between who America is. America's name is federal, and that ain't your name. And you ain't got no parts in the control of that organization. You're not in that organization. And do you know who in that organization? That's what you are. Your class of people is not in that. If your ancestors were another 72 ancestors, you're talking bloodline now. We did a series on bloodline, how bloodline works. You ain't in that bloodline in a long ways. So if you ain't in that bloodline, where is you on that totem pole? They have signed symbols and numbers. The Scottish Rite Mason does. They have a pyramid. That pyramid has 720 blocks in it. Starting with the first block has an eye over it, meaning symbolic that they keep an eye on them 720 blocks. And the reason it's 720 blocks, 7 and 2 and 9, they ain't going to change with that eye over them 720 blocks. It ain't going to change. Because they were the whisper masters of them 720 blocks. Now, you being an emancipated slave, you have to ask yourself, Brother Drew, what position, which one of them blocks belonged to the African American? And the African American, when you don't know that your ass is a block, then your ass become part of the block and you be standing on the block. You don't know which one of them bricks you are. You become Miss Brickhouse, but your ass is a brick in that pyramid. Where is it? What's your number in there? What they call you? Call you the Three Ruffins. Your ass don't know what the Three Ruffins is. But I guarantee you the Three Ruffins is on you. Because all you had to do is know their signs and symbols and know it and ask, what is the Three Ruffins? The Three Ruffins is how the 72, that organization, know how to conquer the mind of people. That's what the Three Ruffins is. They say they hit you in the head with a sitting ball. That's one of the tools of their profession. It's a sitting ball. Take away your language. They hit you in your heart with a framing square. Take away all of your love for your culture or someone that looked like you. They say they take a compass, which is the compass is the most dangerous instrument of the geometric tools. See, the most important geometrical tools, Brother Drew, is a compass and a square. The compass is the most important. The square is second. When they take this compass and take the sharp end of the compass, the pointed end of the compass, is the keen point. It's as keen a point as you can refine when you doing metal work on a piece of metal it's the finest point that you could make on melody. It is exact. Well, when someone hits you in your throat with that and kill you, your speech, then you don't know where you come from, because for you to be a nation of people, Brother Drew, the first thing a nation of people get is find some of the numbers that created a language. And when, after three or four generations of people that you came out of, you don't know nothing when they put you up under the three brothers, then they turn around after they had done experiment with other people and say it took 400 years for you to completely be totally genocide. Well, this is 460 years. You can see right now that they ain't lying. Look at your grandbabies. They just as white as hell, Brother Drew. I mean, you can look at it. We baby boomers, look at your grandbaby. And look at your great-great-grandbaby. Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. And your great-grandchildren. They white. They are totally white. They are totally dominated by a white belief, a white society, to the point that you can ask any one of them that's 5 or 6 years old who is colored people, and they don't know who the hell colored people are. We can do that, Brother Drew. That's how the three Ruffins work. That's how what they call the science of eugenics work. How you genocide a person is when you integrate them into you. When you keep them segregated, you can't do this shit. Only when you integrate it, and with us tracing history, we know that they integrated in 1970. Total integration. Well, subtract 1970 from 2017, look what the hell you got. Look how what you believe in, your child don't. Your grandchild or your child don't believe in what you believe in. You didn't believe in folks and black folks getting married. You believe in that shit, Brother Drew. It's all right now. Ask any of them now. Ask your grandchildren. They say it's all right. You didn't believe in homosexuality. Ask your grandchildren. Shit, they say it's all right and I'm one. You didn't believe in that shit. So you can see. Common sense tells you what happened. You've been genocided. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, Brother Drew, to figure out what has been done to us in 2017. You just don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that you plan to a God and you believe in a dead-ass God that came from the east to the west. See, Brother Drew, when these gods came into existence, it was two Book of the Dead that came out of the southern hemisphere with a man named Imhotep. Was called the Egyptian Book of the Dead and the Tippit Book of the Dead. Imhotep, the big head scientist, as he's known as. He was the father of all science and medicine over there out of them three hemispheres, although they give it to Hippocrates and Socrates and Aristotle and all of these bullshit. No, everything they got it from Imhotep, medicine, everything. Brain surgery, heart transplant, planting, all of that bullshit, they got that shit from Imhotep. They ain't got a damn thing from Aristotle and the people that they say that they got it from. And he had wrote a bit of necromancy. Go into that science called necromancy. They didn't learn that stuff. They ain't learned this stuff really about necromancers until in the 30s. Finally was able to decipher what Evil Tip was doing in the 30s of attaching body parts to it. That's when you can get a liver and a heart and the kidney and all of that shit. That's Evil Tip's knowledge. That ain't no white man's knowledge over here. And the black man that got it over here, he still got it from Evil Tip. If he's a black doctor or a black scientist that's got it, he got it from Evil Tip. Remember, we do everything in a chronological order. You can't find that nothing done in that written history until the period of time of Evil Tip. And they call him a big head scientist. Because he had an elongated head, he didn't come from here. That whole tribe of people over there, where they come from. Remember, other people was in this galaxy. Other people was here at that time period that we're talking about. High civilizations of worlds was living at that time period of human beings, not the subhuman beings. The human being. So you always have to remember, Brother Drew, that the subhuman being used to be a human being. He just got fucked up 50,000 years ago. That's when he got messed up. And we can trace his history from 50,000 years up to now. But we back when he wasn't fucked up. He was a human being. Everybody was a human being. And we talking about the history across the damn water. That brought their ass over here. And they gods. And see, this is where they, see, this is where the book stop on God. This is where God, be dead ass gods come over here. Ain't no dead ass gods gonna come over here and start walking around talking they about they holy and they returning. You in high y'all's country now when you bring your ass over here. Your Bibles tell you about Haya and his people, that you were going to meet these people, the Yahman over here. Shit, we the care keepers over here. We the watchmen over here in the West. You don't bring that bullshit over there. Same way that they had a movie out, them watchmen, and that Persian king and the Scorpion king. So they showed you about them watchers. Hell, we them same watchmen, Brother Drew. We watching them here. We watching your ass talking that shit about these gods and praying to gods and statues and shit. Dead ass gods talking about somebody going to return from the dead and shit. You take that shit away with that shit don't fly no more. Time, right. days of God is dead. See, all of these dead ass gods, see, they got a book called Necromancer, Name of Dead Gods. And that's what we don't practice necromancy over here in the West. Your ass in high y'all country now. We bring following your ass behind that shit. Y'all kill your ass gray, y'all dead over here practicing that shit. It come a time, Brother Drew, y'all done let this shit slide for a million a year. But right now, she said she just warning your ass. We warn us, Brother Drew, getting the people's mind correct. And we winning. The people that be with y'all, it's just a few. And see, I go back, Brother Drew, to understand and tell you that evil was created for the day of judgment. Y'all's people know that they had a day of judgment. You are judged between, do you want to stick your mind? These are judgment of mind. Do your mind want to stay with Hinduism? Or do your mind want to stay with the original of Yahwehism? The teaching of Yahwehism, was that not of a God? It was that of a mother and a father. The mother gave the law, the father gave the commandments, and we started with the first one, not the second one that brought you into earth, but the first one that created us in their image, starting off with their imagination, they imagine in their mind, in their imagination, that they was going to create a great nation of people. And that this nation of people would be created in their image. Starting with the mind. We're dealing with nothing but mind, Brother Drew. And when they created this in their image, then the mind was given a test to see if it would go out of that image. That's really, the Bible writes that God created good and God created evil. That's in the Bible 5 times. You ask any damn Christian who created evil and tell them God created, and they say no. God didn't create it. They never read with the book of Isaiah. And the book of Isaiah, which is called Isaiah, very important book in the Bible, in the teaching of Jesus the Nazarene. Because Jesus the Nazarene only taught out of 4 books. That was Isaiah, Deuteronomy, Proverbs, and Psalms. And Deuteronomy in the Torah would be Dabarim. And when it becomes Dabarim, it becomes different from Deuteronomy. See, all of these was tricks of that this nation of people, this uncivilized nation of people, would play on the mind, Brother Drew. And the language is backwards. So we was taught backwards. We was being taught backwards at 3 years old. Once we can't talk, nobody speak nothing but this language, Brother Drew, we backwards. That's the reason in the Bible to tell you go back to the pure language. It would come a time you had to go back to the pure language. Now, you and I know the pure language. You got babies with this pure language fluently, and I know of it. We know that this is not the pure language that we're speaking, that is backwards. And that everything that white folks have taught you is backwards. It was taught to you by a uncivilized nation of people, not a civilized nation of people. So your mind had to catch this, Brother Drew. Your mind had to understand this. We're dealing with nothing but mind. So, Brother Drew, I see it's about that time, and I would say, Shema Yahweh, Yah Avinya Ika Samadhi Yah. I call you next week, Brother Drew. I'm fishing, so I keep forgetting that me and you meet to sit down and talk. So it's supposed to storm next week, so I won't be fishing every day next week, and I'll holler at you, okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll go catch some fish with you, too. I was going to try to go do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. It's one thing about nature, they're going to do what they were put down here to do.
Right.
When March 21st comes, that's spawning. Everything in creation mate. And they have their offspring. That's everything. Everything mates it starting March the 21st. And they mate all the way up to May. The whole month of May, that's mating season for all the animals. Animals that has short incubation period, they subject to have 3 or 4 littles before the mating season. They gonna do that, Brother Drew. That's natural.
All right.
so the fish gonna come in, crappie gonna come in. Crappie come in, this is good for the babies to know, crappies come in now. Next week, as the water warm up, the catfish will come in. We ain't forbidden to eat them. But when you know that the catfish going to come in, it's when the buffalo come in, because the buffalo come in and they lay eggs, but the catfish come in, the buffalo eggs, to balance nature out. If you're a fisherman, you know all this knowledge, so you know when to catch it. You know that at 3 and between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, the shads, which is bait food, going to come in and the water going to look white. And you'll see that the sand bass and all the fish will be chasing these shads, eating them. And each fish and the birds, it's a good thing to take the kids out. Paul, we were thinking about we're going to take the kids out camping so they can experience and see this in the morning phenomena that happens out on the water every morning and all the way up to June when the shads come in. How they be feeding on the fish, be feeding on them. Them sand bass and hybrids, they be going stone, net all crazy in the water. They look like sharks. And this is in fresh water. This is out in Lake Lebon. All the lakes, Cedar Creek. And it's just nice to be out in nature. Well, all right, I'll let you, Brother Drew.
Okay,